$10 million has been sourced and approved by China as part of the $3 billion China Development Bank facility to expand and build additional infrastructure at the University of Health and Allied Sciences in Ho in the Volta region. The move is to equip the university and position it to meet international standards. President John Dramani Mahama announced this when he addressed a Deborah of Chiefs and People at the Jubilee Park in Ho to end his thank you tour of the Volta region. The University of Health and Allied Sciences has already admitted students and will start operation next month. Pascaline Adadevoh again reports.
It will be an understatement to describe as massive the crowd that welcomed President Mahama and his entourage to the Volta region. The crowd was uncontrollable. He was met by motorcyclists, brass band procession and cultural performances from Sogakope, where he made a brief stop to thank the people. There were other whistle stops along the line till he addressed the first Deba at Strongbe. Here he donated items to victims of the tidal waves that hit Jita, Anyanwi and Akplootoko. At the Jubilee Park at Ho, the Agugumefi of the Asogbe State, Togbe Afede, other traditional rulers and a huge crowd had already assembled to receive the president. President Mahama described the warm welcome as overwhelming while thanking them for the show of respect, solidarity and sympathy exhibited during the death of President John Atta Mills. The president promised to speed up work on the Eastern Corridor Road, which opens the region to viable economic activities and other projects to be inaugurated soon. He also assured the region of the most peaceful elections this year, as was the wish of the late president.
He was a development icon, indeed, in the 2.5 years that he was president. Every part of this country has been touched by the development that he initiated under the Better Ghana agenda. In Volta region, there are projects he was working on that are dear to your heart, and I wish to pledge to you and promise you that those projects will not only be continued, but they will be completed.
John Dramani Mahama is expected.
Report by our presidential correspondent, Pascaline Adadevoh.